is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
8 days ago, our Lord burst the bonds of death and victoriously arose from the grave. 8 days ago, eternity pierced our time and our space. For a resurrected man now dwells among us. Heaven is united to earth. Angels converse with man. They tell the women where to find him, where to go. The division is ended. God has taken back his creation. God has restored the world to himself. God has made man at peace with him once more. This Easter day is the beginning of the last days, because Christ himself is the first fruits of those who will be raised on that last great and glorious day. Easter is forever. Easter will have no end, for he was crucified for us and now he lives. And what does that mean for you? That he took away all of your sins, opened heaven, restored paradise, and healed your bodies and souls. Yet how do you get all of that? Through faith, you say, and right you are. For without faith, you receive no blessings from God. But how do you get faith? How can dry bones make themselves alive? Can they unite themselves together, clothe themselves with flesh and sinews and skin? Can dry bones breathe into themselves the breath of life? Of course not. Life comes only from God, and God breathes that breath of his Holy Spirit into those dry bones through his prophet. He put his words in Ezekiel's mouth. He put his power and his spirit on Ezekiel's lips, so that the word Ezekiel spoke is the very word of God that gives life to those who are dead. And he does the same for you today. On Easter evening, Christ established the office of the Holy Ministry. This is not some vacant office or some entity that simply exists in and of itself. But it is a flesh and blood office. The office of the ministry is incarnational. That is, it is found in flesh and blood, not in theories, not in ideas, not in institutions, but in flesh and blood. Christ sent flesh and blood men into the world. He filled them with his spirit. He put his power, his forgiveness on their tongues. He filled them with his spirit so that they might bestow that spirit onto you. What if you saw what Ezekiel did? Now recognize that same power and that same spirit has been placed in the mouth of Christ's ministers. Our risen Lord fills them with his power and his spirit when he says, "If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. And if you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld from them. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe that the forgiveness that pastors speak is the very forgiveness of God. For only God can forgive. Only God can take away sin. Yet he has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the wise. He has chosen men who need the very forgiveness that they preach to give you forgiveness. The power comes from Christ. For the gifts are Christ's. The authority is Christ's. The forgiveness is Christ's. The work is Christ's. And so the ministry is nothing more than the mouth and the hands of Christ." Our small catechism says it this way. Confession has two parts. First, that we confess our sins. And second, that we receive absolution, that is forgiveness, from the pastor as from God himself. Not doubting, but firmly believing that by it our sins are forgiven before God in heaven. So my forgiveness is God's forgiveness, because it is he who speaks to you through me. What can I add, though, to God's forgiveness? What could Ezekiel add to give life to those bones? What can an apostle add? They are nothing. Ministers are nothing. Christ is everything. Life comes only from him. Christ alone is the Savior. He alone died to take away sin. He alone is the one who rose victoriously from the grave. And now he fills his ministers with that life-giving spirit so that they might bestow that same spirit onto you. He breathes on them so that through the breath of their words, the spirit might flow to you. You see, the Spirit is active in this office of the Holy Ministry. It is his office. He forgives. He restores your bodies to life so that you might be all that God intended you to be and then some. Breath enters you. Eternal breath enters you. Hell is locked. Heaven is opened. Those pearly gates peeled open wide so that you might someday walk through joyfully. So what more is there for you to do? Do you think that you must make up for your sins in some way? Do you think that your good works prove that you are worthy of heaven? Do you think that your remorse or your self-improvement places you among those heavenly saints? Of course not. For all was accomplished by Christ and by Christ alone. As pastors cannot add anything to the power and forgiveness of God, so also you cannot add anything to the forgiveness of God. It is full and complete because of Christ's atoning sacrifice. He bore your sin. He took away your guilt, and not only yours, but the guilt of the entire world. He suffered your death. And he was raised for you on the third day. The gospel is nothing other than the preaching of the forgiveness of sins that is found in Jesus Christ. All that Christ died to win is given to you in the forgiveness of sins. Churches are obligated to preach this week after week. Pastors are obligated to conduct their whole life around this, all geared toward the giving of the forgiveness of sins. For Christ gave them their orders when he said, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld. The minister dedicates himself to the preaching and teaching of the forgiveness of sins. So live in this forgiveness. No matter what your day has been like, no matter what your week may hold, no matter what sins your past may have, do not be afraid. Christ is risen, and you are at peace with God. He has forgiven you yet again, and has breathed that same life-giving spirit onto you so that you might be kept in the faith unto life everlasting. He has done this through my absolution. Not that I am anything, but Jesus has sent me to serve you and promises to be with you through my faithful preaching and teaching and administering the sacraments. So also know this, that if you see a pastor's forgiveness and his work as only his and not Christ's, if you turn away from the faithful work of a faithful pastor, then you are not ignoring man, but you are turning away from God himself. For I am nothing. Pastors are nothing. Christ is everything. He is the one who said, he who hears you hears me. He who rejects you rejects me. Pastors work at his name and in his command. They carry out his gifts so that you might receive what is Christ's and live with your Savior now and forever. Blessed are those who have not seen Christ and yet hear the voice of his minister as the voice of the risen Savior himself. What is at stake is not some theological point or dogmatic view, but the comfort of the forgiveness of sins. Do not wonder how God views you. You are forgiven in Christ. Do not worry whether you are a child of God or not. You are forgiven in Christ. Do not concern yourself with where you will go on the last day, for you are a forgiven child of Christ. And as Christ rose from from the dead, so also you must rise with him, for you have been united to him through faith. Christ continues to work among you today. He has not stopped. He still preaches and teaches and performs miracles today. But he preaches and teaches through his ministers. And he performs miracles through his ministers. For what are these miracles but the sacraments? Who can understand how they work or why, other than the word is the power of God for the salvation of man? So those in this office are stewards and ambassadors of Christ, but they are not above you. The Apostle Paul writes, all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, that is Peter. So the ministry does not exist for its own sake, but it exists for the sake of the church, to give Christ's gifts to his church, so that the church might be built up into him who is her head and live with Christ even as Christ lives. So 8 days ago, Christ conquered death. 8 days ago, he victoriously arose from the grave. 8 days ago, eternity pierced time and space, for a resurrected man dwells among us. Indeed, it is finished. Forgiveness is won. And through his ministers, Christ continues to bestow that forgiveness on you. Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.